Well,
大家好
，Hello everyone，
我是杨大威
I am Yang Dawei。
现在是美东时间
，Now it is U.S. time。
2026年6月7日晚10点半左右
，Around 10:30 p.m. on June 7, 2026。
我们继续川普系列的第三集。
This is the third installment in our Trump series.
这一集呢，聊一个特别有意思的话题啊。
This episode discusses a particularly interesting topic.
那就是川普和媒体之间长达40年的爱恨纠缠。
That's the decades-long feud between Trump and the media.
如果今天问啊，全世界最大流量的人物是谁啊
？If you ask who the person with the most traffic in the world today，
估计呢答案会有很多。
There are many possible answers。
但如果把时间拉长40年
，But if we extend the time to 40 years。
那么川普呢，大概是绕不过去的一个名字。
Then Trump is a name that is hard to get around.
从上个世纪啊，七八十年代到今天
，From the 1970s and 1980s to today.
无论是报纸时代啊
，Whether it's the era of newspapers,
电视时代还是社交媒体时代
，Television era or social media era.
川普几乎一直都处在美国舆论场的中心。
Trump has almost always been at the center of the American public opinion arena.
那么有些人认为啊
，Some people think that
川普是2015年宣布参选总统以后啊
，After Trump announced his candidacy for president in 2015.
才突然成为公众人物的
，just suddenly became a public figure。
其实完全不是这样子。
Actually, it's not like that at all。
早在40多年前
，more than 40 years ago，
当他还是纽约的一个年轻的地产商的时候
，when he was a young real estate developer in New York，
就已经明白了一个道理啊。
I already understand one thing.
上集我们讲过啊。
In the previous episode, we talked about.
那就是什么呢
？What is that?
就地产商啊，或者地产可以赚钱。
Regarding real estate developers and making money from real estate.
但是名气啊，就是他的个人的啊。
But the name is his personal love.
Identity 啊，能够放大赚钱的能力。
We can amplify our earning potential.
那么许多地产开发商每天研究图纸啊。
So many real estate developers study blueprints every day.
银行贷款啊。
Bank loans.
利率啊。
Interest rates.
施工成本啊。
Construction cost.
而川普已经在开发研究报纸的这个头版啊和电视镜头了。
And Trump has already developed the headline and TV footage for the research paper.
纽约媒体呢是比较喜欢他的啊。
Are the media in New York also fond of him?
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个人太会制造啊。
Because this person is so good at creating.
新闻了。别的地产商采访的时候呢
，When interviewing other real estate developers，
讲的都是市场啊
，It's all about the market，
利率啊
，Interest rates，
记者听得昏昏晕晕的
，The reporter was listening， but he was feeling drowsy。
川普不一样啊
，Trump is different。
川普总能说出最容易变成标题的话。
Trump always says the most headline-worthy things.
所以从很早开始
，So from the beginning，
他就在经营两份事业。
He was running two businesses.
一份是地产，
One is real estate.
另一份则是他自己的名字。
The other one is his own name.
后来这个 NBC 啊，这个学徒这个电视节目啊，获得非常大的成功。
Later, this NBC show, The Apprentice, became very successful.
那就把川普从纽约的地产圈的名人啊，变成了全国家喻户晓的电视明星。
Then turned Trump from a celebrity in New York's real estate circle into a nationally known TV star.
那么一些美国人呢，根本不知道纽约啊地产市场发生了什么啊。
So, some Americans don't even know what's happening in the New York real estate market.
却知道啊，电视上那个说 "You're fired，川普
But I know that Trump, the one on TV who says fire.
”，所以人们忽略了一个事实啊，
So people overlooked a fact.
就是川普不是反媒体起家的。
Trump is not the one who started the anti-media movement.
恰恰相反啊，
On the contrary,
他是媒体时代塑造出来的人，
He is a person shaped by the media era.
这也是为什么到今天啊，他一边骂 CBS 啊、NBC 啊、ABC 是假新闻，一边呢又愿意接受他们的采访。
This is also why, even today, he continues to criticize CBS, NBC, and ABC as fake news outlets while also being willing to interview them.
那么很多川普的支持者呢，不理解这一点啊。
So many Trump supporters don't understand this.
但在川普成长那个年代啊，
In the era in which Trump grew up,
这三大电视网几乎就是整个美国舆论的中心。
these three television networks are almost the center of American public opinion.
对于一个七八十年代啊。成长起来的人来说啊，
For someone who grew up in the 70s or 80s,
这些平台代表着影响力，
these platforms represent influence,
代表着话语权。
represents the power to speak.
所以，即使双方呢已经啊这个势同水火啊。
So even though both sides have already been in a state of conflict,
但是呢，川普仍然觉得啊，这些阵地呢值得去争夺。
However, even though there are still some tactical advantages to be gained, they are still worth fighting for.
但真正有意思的地方呢，
But the really interesting thing is,
其实还不是川普啊，
actually, it's not Trump.
而是美国媒体。
Instead, it is the American media.
那么，很多美国以外的人啊，
So many people outside the United States,
特别是其他国家的人呢，
especially for people from other countries,
觉得美国媒体反川不过是政治立场不同而已。
I think that the US media's opposition to Trump is just a matter of different political viewpoints.
事实上呢。
In fact,
如果你长期观察美国新闻啊，
If you have been observing American news for a long time,
你会发现情况远比这个复杂。
you will find that the situation is much more complicated than this.
对于许多主流媒体的记者来说，
For many mainstream media reporters,
他们不只是不同意川普的政策。
they not only disagree with Trump's policies,
他们是真的不喜欢川普
They really don't like Trump.
这个人，他们认为川普粗鲁、危险、破坏制度，
They think that Trump is rude, dangerous, and destructive to the system.
甚至真心相信啊，
Even believe it sincerely.
川普会对美国民主构成威胁。
Trump poses a threat to American democracy.
所以，很多记者在报道川普的时候，
So many reporters, when reporting on Trump,
心态并不仅仅是报道一个政治人物。
Mind is not just a report on a political figure.
他们觉得自己在履行所谓的帝释权力的职责。
They felt they were fulfilling the responsibilities associated with their position of authority.
是在监督权力啊，
Is it supervision?
是在捍卫所谓的民主啊，
Are you defending democracy?
甚至是在拯救美国啊，这个荒谬的啊，
Even to save America, it's absurd.
或者是问题恰恰也就出在这里
Or the problem lies exactly here.
啊，因为当一个人或者一个团体越来越相信自己代表真理的时候。
Because when a person or a group becomes increasingly convinced that they represent truth,
他往往也越来越难理解啊，
he is often getting harder and harder to understand.
就是那些不同意他的人，
It's those people who disagree with him.
所以这个所谓的言论自由呢，
So, this so-called freedom of speech
是只有当我的人啊
only I can understand.
受到限制的时候呢。
When restricted,
言论自由才有意义。
freedom of speech is meaningful.
大家如果感兴趣啊，
Everyone, if you're interested,
你们可以回头看
You can look back
2016年啊，
in 2016.
就是川普第一次当选那天晚上的那个电视节目。
That TV show on the night Trump was first elected.
你可以再看2024年
You can look at 2024 again.
川普重新回到白宫时啊，
Trump is back in the White House.
那些主流媒体的反应啊，
The reactions of mainstream media
很多主持人脸上那种震惊啊和失落啊，几乎是难以掩饰的。
Many hosts have expressions of shock and disappointment that are almost impossible to hide.
有的人眼睛啊，
Some people have eyes,
眼圈发红啊；
red eyes.
有的人声音哽咽啊，
Some people are crying out RR.
如果你不知道这个背景的人啊，
If you don't know the background of this person,
你还以为美国刚刚发生了什么国家的这种大的灾难呢？
you still think that the big disaster that just happened in the United States is in which country?
这些人其实并不是在表演，
These people are not actually performing.
他们是真的相信自己在进行某种伟大的事业。
They really believed they were engaged in a great undertaking.
他们认为自己站在历史正确的一边啊，
They believe they are standing on the right side of history.
左派喜欢说一句话叫 "the right side of history" 啊。
The left side of history.
就是历史的正确的一边，
It's the right side of history.
所以他们认为自己代表民主，代表进步。
Therefore, they believe that they represent democracy and progress,
代表未来。
represent the future.
这其实也是美国主流媒体这些年最大的盲点。
This is actually the biggest blind spot of mainstream US media in recent years.
他们把自己呢当成社会的良知，
They see themselves as the conscience of society.
看成民主制度
Consider as a democratic system.
最后的一道防线，却没有意识到自己已经越来越脱离普通美国选民的真实生活。
The last line of defense had become increasingly alienated from the real lives of ordinary American voters.
啊，
Oh,
这些人啊，
these people,
我就说左派精英啊，
I said, the left-wing elite,
特别是媒体，这些人啊，住在乡市的社区啊，
especially these people in the media who live in similar communities.
他们 住的地方是比较相似的，
They live in similar places.
参加相似的聚会啊，
Attend similar gatherings.
接触相似的人群，
Contact with similar people.
阅读相似的信息啊，
Read similar information.
颁发一样的普利策新闻奖。
Award the same Pulitzer Prize.
他们是评委，
They are the judges.
他们是获奖人，啊，
They are the winners.
最后形成了一个什么？一个高度统一的这种世界观啊。
Finally, a highly unified view of the enterprise was formed.
英文叫 echo chamber 啊。
English, echo chamber.
就是这种回声筒。
This is a speaking tube.
那么，于是媒体看到的美国和普通选民看到的美国，渐渐成了两个不同的美国。
So, the America that the media sees and the America that ordinary voters see are gradually becoming two different Americas.
我以前写过一篇文章啊，
I wrote an article before.
就讲啊，我们天朝来的这些学者。
Let's talk about these scholars from China.
为什么到了美国都变成了啊，比美国左派还左派的左派？
Why did everyone in America become even more left-wing than the American left-wing people?
那因为什么呢？
What is it?
因为他接触的，首先接触的这个机构啊。
Because the first institution he came into contact with.
大学就是我说的这波人，那种脱离事实啊。
University is just like those people I'm talking about who are detached from reality.
其实早在2016年就暴露出来了。
In fact, it was already exposed as early as 2016.
当时几乎所有的主流媒体都认为川普是不可能赢的。
At that time, almost all mainstream media thought that Trump was impossible to win.
这个也是为什么希拉里当时，比较尴尬啊。
This is also why Hillary was so awkward at the time.
当天晚上都无法出来讲话。
I can't even get out to speak tonight.
最后川普赢了。
Finally, Trump won.
后来呢 ,2020 年以后呢
,later, after 2020,
他们又认为川普的政治生命已经结束了。
They also believe that Trump's political career is over.
包括民调啊等等。
Including polls, etc.
结果他又回来了。
He's back again.
有时候我其实经常开玩笑啊。
Sometimes I actually often joke around.
文章里也写过。
The article also mentions that
就是左派啊。
It's the left.
有一个特别有意思的特点。
There is a particularly interesting feature.
就是特别喜欢流泪啊。
I really like crying.
那么在这个群体里呢
So in this group,
以记者为居多啊。
Mostly journalists,
就是总是对世界充满情感啊。
It's always full of emotion about the world,
或者感慨啊。
Or perhaps a feeling, a thought, or a realization.
总是觉得自己啊肩负着某种历史的责任。
Always felt like I was carrying some historical responsibility.
总是希望自己的啊，把自己的感动呢分享给全世界。
Always hope to share my own happiness with the world.
但你很少看右派这样做啊。
But you rarely see right-wing people doing that, huh?
右派未必没有情绪啊。
Right-wing people are not necessarily emotionless.
但通常会把情绪呢留给自己啊。
But usually, they tend to keep their emotions to themselves.
纽约时报啊。
The New York Times.
纽约时报的这个著名的专栏作家叫 Thomas Friedman 啊。
The famous columnist of the New York Times, Thomas Friedman.
这个犹太的这个，犹太裔的这么一个专栏作家吧，
This Jewish columnist.
他就是个典型。
He is a typical example.
这哥们动不动就流泪啊。
This guy cries at will.
那么很多时候你发现呢，
So often you find that.
他对政治的表达已经完全不是在分析现实啊。
His expression of politics has completely stopped being about analyzing reality.
而更像是在表达一种道德情绪，
And it's more like expressing a moral emotion.
他本身是犹太人嘛，
He is Jewish, isn't he?
所以这个伊朗战争的时候，
So, during the Iranian War,
他说什么呢？
what is he saying?
他在情感上呢，
Emotionally,
他是支持以色列的。
he is a supporter of Israel,
但是他又不能，
but he couldn't.
那就是希望这个川普赢得这个伊朗战争，
That's the hope that Trump will win this war in Iran.
因为赢的话呢，
Because if you win,
对川普有利，
favorable to Trump,
他自己这么说的啊，
he said so himself.
你就看到他这个心态有多么的，
You can see how his attitude is.
我们叫不正常吧。
We are not normal. Oh.
所以，对于左派的一些记者来讲呢，
So, for some left-wing journalists,
问题是什么呢？
what's the problem?
道德情绪并不能代表现实，
Moral emotions cannot represent reality.
而川普啊，恰恰是特别擅长利用这一点。
And Trump is particularly good at exploiting this
因为他太了解媒体了，
because he knows the media so well.
他知道什么样的话啊，
What kind of words?
会让记者愤怒，
This will anger the reporters.
知道什么样的话会成为头条啊，
Knowing what kind of words will make headlines.
也知道什么样的话啊，
I know what kind of words to use.
能让电视台讨论3天啊。
This could cause a 3-day discussion on TV.
所以很多政客面对媒体的时候呢，
So many politicians, when they face the media,
都是在回答问题。
all are used to answer questions.
而老川呢，面对媒体的时候是什么？
And what about Lao Tzu and when he faced the media?
他在制作节目，
He is making a show.
记者以为在采访川普。
The reporter thought he was interviewing Trump.
实际上，很多时候是川普借着记者的话筒向全国观众讲话。
In fact, many times Trump would use the reporter's microphone to speak to the audience across the country.
这也是为什么10年来，美国媒体一边讨厌川普，
This is also why American media has been hating Trump for 10 years.
一边又离不开川普。
He is still very attached to Trump.
因为记者有自己的理想主义，
Because journalists have their own idealism.
但媒体公司有自己的商业逻辑。
However, media companies have their own business logic.
所以很多记者觉得真心的在捍卫所谓的民主。
So many journalists think that Xi Jinping is defending so-called democracy.
但是 CBS、CNN 啊、NBC 这些公司呢？
However, CB scan and companies like NBC.
首先呢，它是一个商业实体，
First, it is a business entity.
它需要收视率啊，
It needs ratings.
它需要广告收入，
He needs advertising revenue.
它需要点击量，
He needs clicks.
需要利润。
Need profit.
所以过去10年呢，
So, over the past 10 years,
美国最大的流量来源呢，又恰恰是川普啊。
The largest source of traffic in the United States is Trump.
于是就出现了一个非常具有讽刺的这种局面。
This led to a very ironic situation.
记者可能讨厌川普啊，
One way to dislike Trump is
媒体老板呢未必喜欢川普，
media owners may not necessarily like Trump.
但是媒体公司呢又离不开川普。
However, media companies also cannot do without Trump.
因为川普呢，能够带来流量嘛。
Because Trump was able to bring in traffic through his ability to purchase goods.
所以过去几年，美国主流媒体其实已经开始发生了一些变化。
So, in the past few years, the mainstream media in the United States has actually started to change.
特别是川普第二任以来。
Especially since Trump's second term,
因为他们突然间发现一个问题
because they suddenly realized a problem.
就是媒体发现一个问题，
The media discovered a problem.
就自己呢，他们天天代表人民说话啊，
As for them, they represent the people every day.
代表 democracy 啊，
Represent democracy.
代表 American people，结果呢，人民根本不爱听他们说话啊。
The American people, their words are completely ignored by the people.
他们自己说，我们代表这个国家的这个体制的稳定啊。
They said that we represent the stability of this country and this system.
但是呢，选民呢却把票投给了他们最讨厌的人。
But the voters, however, voted for the person they most disliked.
这种巨大的这种落差呢，
This huge difference.
最后逼得很多媒体呢不得不开始调整。
Finally, it forced many media outlets to start adjusting.
所以你很快呢就会看到一些管理层的人员换，节目的改版啊。
So you'll soon see some changes in the management team and the revamp of the program.
那些特别激进的节目呢，
Those really extreme shows.
可能会慢慢的收敛啊。
It may slowly converge.
最近的 CBS 可能要改组啊，CNN 呢据说也在改组。
Recently, CBS might be restructuring. CNN is also rumored to be restructuring.
所以未来的媒体呢，大概率呢还是仍然偏左，
Therefore, the future media is likely still leaning left.
跟大家说一下，
I want to talk to you about something.
美国的主流媒体应该是85%到90%都是偏左。
The mainstream media in the United States should be 85 to 90% left leaning.
甚至有的是极左嘛。
Sometimes it's even extreme left wing.
那么这种情况呢，稍微可以更改一些啊。
So, in this situation, we can make some changes.
但是呢，左翼的倾向这个不大会改变
But this won't change the left-wing tendency.
我们在下面呢，在以后的这个栏目里头。
In the following column, we will discuss.
我们会再做，
We will do it.
就是美国为什么学校啊、
Why are American schools like that?
政府这么多左派控制啊，
The government is so left-wing and controls everything.
我们讲知识分子的左派的这种先天性的这种倾向性是哪来的？
Let's talk about the innate tendency of intellectuals to be left-leaning. Where does it come from?
那么现在呢？从某种意义上讲
So now, from a certain point of view,
目前媒体的这种改动或者是向中间靠拢呢，
currently, the changes or moves of the media towards the center,
也许是川普过去10年
maybe it's Trump's past 10 years.
不断与美国媒体纠缠打斗所带来的一个，从共和党角度来讲正面的一个结果。
One positive result for the Republican Party from constantly engaging in a struggle with American media.
那么，川普呢，未必说服了这些媒体啊。
Then Trump may not have convinced these media.
但是他逼着这些媒体呢，重新面对现实。
But he forced these media to face reality again.
美国不只是纽约和华盛顿。
The United States is not just New York and Washington, D.C.
也不只是西海岸、东海岸。
Not just the West Coast, but also the East Coast.
美国也不只是媒体圈里那个美国。
The United States is not just the United States in the media.
所以我一直觉得呢，川普和媒体之间从来不是简单的这种敌我关系。
I always thought that the relationship between Trump and the media was never a simple one of us vs them.
媒体成就了川普。
Media enabled Trump.
川普也重新塑造了美国媒体。
Trump also reshaped American media.
那么记者们以为自己定义了川普啊。
So the reporters thought they defined Trump.
但过去十年更多的情况其实是川普在定义媒体每天讨论什么。
However, in the past 10 years, the situation was actually that Trump was defining what the media discussed every day.
而这场持续40年的爱恨纠缠啊。
And this 40-year-long entanglement of love and hate.
直到今天恐怕还没有完全结束。
I guess it's not over yet.
谢谢大家观看。
Thank you for watching.
那么第三集啊。
So, the third episode.
我们讲到第三集。
We're talking about the third episode.
那么第四集呢，我们讨论一个比较更有现实意义的话题啊。
So, what about the fourth episode? Let's discuss a more realistic topic.
就是川普和美国股市。
Trump and the US stock market.
川普啊，与美国各大公司 CEO 的关系如何？
How is Trump's relationship with the CEOs of major U.S. companies?
那么在未来两年啊。
So, in the next 2 years.
如果想在投资上有所回报的话。
If you want to make a profit in investment.
怎么样去看川普
？How to see Trump?
好。
Okay.
我们下一集再见。
See you next time.